Good morning. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with a 9 a.m. update on Hurricane Earl. Hurricane Earl continues as a Category 2 hurricane, moving away now from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Maximum wind speeds are 105 miles per hour, and the hurricane force winds extend out about 70 miles, mainly to the east of the center, and tropical storm force winds are out 205 miles. Minimum pressure was 955 millibars. Looking downstream, the storm is now approximately 375 miles to the south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. And that'll be the area that we're concerned with today. We have watches and warnings up all the way from the Outer Banks through New England. Later today, most of the watches and warnings along the Delaware, New Jersey, Maryland, and Virginia coast will be drawn down as the threat from the storm moves farther away. Now the interest goes to Long Island and New England, where tropical storm warnings and watches, along with a hurricane warning for southeastern Massachusetts, including Cape Cod and the islands of Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. The storm should be passing very close to Cape Cod overnight tonight, and by sunrise tomorrow morning, we'll be in the open waters paralleling the coast of Maine, heading into the maritime provinces of Canada. Just a small deviation in the track to the left would bring hurricane conditions onto Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket Island. A deviation maybe to the right, and the threat would be less on the islands. At the very minimum, very high surf, beach erosion, rip currents, tropical storm force winds that'll take out some tree limbs and knock out power to a lot of communities immediately along the coast. Again, this was Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with the 9 a.m. update on Hurricane Earl.